South Shore's Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Hackelaw, along with Beth Foster. Every week at this time, it is our Tech Talk segment with our tech guy, David Snell, who joins us from Act Smart IT in Wareham.
Hey, David.
Good morning, Beth. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. All right, here we go. Let's dive into another topic, and let's see. Google wants to know what we're doing. Okay, sure. All right, they keep a list of everything we do, and why not? All right, David, so fill us in.
Yeah, doesn't everybody keep a list of everything we do?
It doesn't. It's annoying. I know. You can't go on and do anything.
Boo.
So, you know, we usually talk about doom and gloom and all this ranter and that kind of stuff going on, but I thought this would be something a little bit different that people may or may not know about, but it's something that can be helpful, especially as we age, Rob, and we forget things that we've been doing.
Oh, boy.
Where we've gone on the internet or the YouTube videos we may have watched and liked, but didn't know how to get back to it to show somebody else. Google has a service called My Activity, and it's myactivity.google.com is the website. And it actually allows you to review and manage all your activity across the various Google services.
Okay.
So everything you do, as you know, everything you do is monitored, managed, and recorded somewhere.
No, this is true. So, David, I actually have my Google Maps turned on to track my location. And I believe about a year ago, Google made some changes where they merged all of the information, especially for maps, into this myactivity.google. So now, instead of going to your tracking, I think Google Maps used to call it your tracking. They call it myactivity. And I think it's great, you know, because you can really backtrack in your life. It actually has come in handy where I lost something and I traced my steps back and I was able to retrieve it I wanted to go to a restaurant and I forgot the name and I went back into my Google Maps and I was able to see which restaurant I actually went to. And so I think it's kind of an extension of your brain almost.
Exactly. It's all those things. And, you know, as we do get older, we do forget things like that.
Yeah.
And it's so simple to go in and look at what you've done and where you've been.
No, I agree. And that's with the technology and saving things, as we talked about before, you know, and unfortunately saving our passwords. But it's because we just find it so much easier. And I like what Beth talked about, you know, sometimes going through and sometimes I'll still forget, you know, what my sister's address is up because she lives in North. But I'll look through my little map thing and I'll just find it real easy. And I go, oh, yeah, I don't have to call her again. And, you know, she'll say, you know, what do you mean you don't know where I live? What kind of brother are you?
Well, I just want to add, Rob, that you could save her location in Google Maps. Apps too.
Oh, okay. See, these are all the other things I need to know about.
But I have all my friends' addresses labeled and saved.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
So I can just click in their name.
This woman is so organized. No, but this is, you know, using the technology for what it's supposed to be,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's exactly right. The other side of this whole coin is, and Beth, you may think about this as well, is that there are some privacy implications that you may be concerned with.
Yep.
So if that is the case, we've added the steps to how you can actually delete your My Google activity. You can delete all of it. You can delete specific items. You can set up an auto-delete and even pause the activity tracking if you want to do something nefarious and you don't want people to know that you're doing it.
Nefarious? Who? Ooh. The South Shore's Morning News? Never.
No. We are above board.
No, but I totally understand. Sometimes you just want to clear your cachet and start all over,
most of the time, you're right. I mean, most people are not using it for nefarious purposes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it still amazes me, you know, if you watch enough of these true crime things about what people are Googling. And we're not talking about at the beginning of the internet. We're talking in recent times. People should know what they're doing. And the type of things that I find it hard to believe, but people are really Googling certain ways to do things.
Well, Hass Long to die in the cold is a big thing for the Karen retrial.
No, and that's coming up.
David, I would love to get, I mean, honestly, I know this is kind of, I don't know if you can talk about it, but I would love to get your point of view on these Google searches that they're nitpicking during the trial. Honestly, maybe it'll be another segment, though.
Oh, yeah, maybe to look in about the tabs and something. Maybe we can get David to maybe look into that to maybe see what he thinks about that. Or maybe he doesn't want to weigh in.
Do what you guys want.
Oh, David. Oh, likewise, though.
So, and again, I guess if you delete anything, it's never really gone, as we learned about. So I just felt at this point, you know, Correct. Just feel that way about no matter where you are, right?
If it makes you feel better that you've deleted it, that's great. But
yeah.
Don't expect it to be gone forever.
Right, absolutely. And then also, let's say that you're using a private browser. Does the My Activity Google track also your private browsing or no?
It does.
It does. Okay, so you should, if you want that private browsing to stay deleted, you should probably be good about deleting it.
Correct. You should go in and do this, do the steps to actually delete it or turn it mm-hmm. off totally if you don't have a use for it.
And again,
but if you have some good uses for this.
Yeah,
and
no.
Bob, if you forget your sister's address.
Yeah.
You know, I hope she's not listening.
Yeah. No, I she knows. Okay.
I forget my adventures, and that's why I'm like, what did I do?
I
want to go back. Where
all
did
right.
I walk to?
So what should I do about my sister? Oh, I can save it.
Yes, you can label and save it. You add label, and it adds a little flag, and then that flag is going to live on your Google Map when you go into your app. And then, you know, Rob, we're always looking at our app for traffic.
That's true.
And so when you go to north of town, you'll see that little flag waving at you, north
That's
of town.
True. Well, yeah, she does live north of town, and it's I don't get up there as often as I do, but I'm starting to remember now where it is. I mean, my idea is, yeah, I do like to save some things, and then I like to do a couple of, I don't know, like you, David, feel like you're keeping your mind active, do a little old-fashioned driving, like, you know, I remember how to get here.
No, I know. It's important to keep your brain active.
Can I still do this? I'm doing some old-fashioned driving. You know, it's like taking the autopilot off. You know, you just want to see if you can fly the plane still.
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes I'm like, maybe I should go GPS-free. I know how to get home. Maybe I should just go for it.
And I know, like, but it's so easy.
CarPlay is like a new phenomenon for me, you know, with a new car. And so I'm like,
yeah, I'm enjoying it.
I just want to see my map.
I can go back and listen to podcasts of me. It's great.
Well, wouldn't you love to go back to that time of triptychs?
Triptychs. Oh, my gosh, you're going back. Yeah, speaking of Memorial Day weekend, make sure you're all ready for your trip, right? Go to AAA.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, as I was talking, I think I told Paul when we were driving around when I first, you know, started here as an intern and I had to go cover all these different town meetings. I didn't know where the town halls were, and I had that stupid, you know, book
Map
of...
MapQuest.
Yeah, well, before MapQuest,
oh,
I had
wow.
a giant book that I kept in the back of the car seat
yeah,
that
big
had
map.
Every town.
I know. My dad had that big map,
yeah,
too.
And
yeah.
And like the towns of eastern Massachusetts. And you'd go through there and like, you know, you'd go there. And then like if you used enough, like you go there and like, you know, the town of Hingham would be ripped out. You're like,
I
oh,
know.
No. Where did it go?
That's so funny. I know. I'd be like, Dad, we have to go pick up this friend in town. And he took out his big map atlas and was like, what street is it on? Yeah, I love the old school way of doing things. But David, how often do you delete your stuff?
I try not to have it on, actually.
Oh.
I'm a little bit cautious. Still don't believe that I'm safe and free.
Yeah.
But I try not to leave too much of a digital footprint.
Do you like to have your Google Map location tracking on?
Well, I use for maps, I use Waze.
You do use
which
Waze.
Which is owned by Google, of course.
True.
So they know where I'm going.
That's true, absolutely, you know. Yes. I kind of like to go back and see, you know, where I've trapezed to.
Hmm.
Yeah, but I remember, I just came back to me that I remember going into gas stations to ask them for a map.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
And might I add, you can still get free maps if you're a AAA member. I went on a big road trip last year, and I demanded that we get paper maps because you never know when your cell phone poops out across the United States. We never use the maps, but we are glad to have them.
Yeah, it is important, and you're right. There are certain areas where Wi-Fi could be a little sketchy. So, yeah, if you're doing a cross-country trip, you're still going to need that kind of stuff.
Everybody made fun of me. But then in the end, they're like, this was actually a good thing that we did.
Well, how to delete and manage your Google activity. David, you got the latest on the blog for people to read about My Activity, right?
Sure do. Go to actsmartit.com and click on my blog link.
All right. And remember, when you're doing nefarious searches, make sure you use someone else's computer. Go to their house and do it.
That's
there.
Right.
Oh,
there you go.
Very smart.
There you
yes,
go.
Yes, yes.
There you go. All right. That's my tip there from me.
It's
not
a good
that
tip.
I would ever do that.
No,
all right.
never.
David Snell, actsmartit.com. David, thank you so much.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.